This is the brief on squeaky timber floors. We all know how annoying a squeaky floor can be, but that noise isn't just a nuisance. It's actually your house trying to tell you something totally crucial about its structural health. First, let's talk about the root cause: friction and movement. A squeak happens when two parts, like a board and a subfloor, or maybe a board and a nail, rub together under pressure. Wood naturally expands in high humidity and shrinks when it's dry, which kind of loosens things up. Think of it like rubbing your hands together when you're cold. Movement creates friction, and friction literally creates that squeaky noise. So if the wood is always moving with the seasons, how do we know if a squeak is actually a big deal? Second, we've got to spot the difference between a surface annoyance and structural danger. Wait, so are we supposed to just panic every time the temperature drops and the hallway groans? Well, no. Seasonal squeaks are mostly harmless. But if a squeak comes with a bouncy floor, visible sagging, or cracks around your walls and skirting, the problem is deep in the subfloor, like ground settlement or loose joists. Since a bad squeak can mean hidden structural drama, can we just nail it down ourselves and call it a day? Finally, put down the DIY tools. Quick fixes like powders, wedges, or throwing in extra screws might temporarily stop the noise, for sure. But they often cause cosmetic damage, or worse, they hide dangerous moisture and structural problems. A squeak is really just a symptom, so a professional is needed to give the actual diagnosis. Ultimately, don't just mask the noise. Listen to what your floorboards are telling you before a minor squeak turns into a massive structural headache.